This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A euro, the European single currency, costs very close to one U.S. dollar this morning. So, low euro and a high dollar. Now, this should drive U.S. exporters crazy, but does it? Here's a person who knows. Ed Dorian Jr. is president and CEO of Dorian Drake International, an export management company. Thanks for connecting.
Great to be with you.
A euro, the single currency, costs about one U.S. dollar here. It used to cost $1.20 not so long ago. You work with companies that export to Europe. That will make the American products sent there more expensive. That must cause them some grief.
Under normal circumstances, a drop in the value of the euro would be severely impacting our sales of U.S. products to Europe. But we're living in a very unusual time. First of all, for all the disruptions in supply chain, but we're also living in a time of rampant inflation. Manufacturers who traditionally might put through a price increase of 2 or 3% once every 12 or 18 months, in some cases have implemented double-digit price increases 2 or 3 times a year over the last 2 years. And in the middle of all this, the drop in the value of the euro, which normally would have a big impact and make U.S. manufacturers far less competitive, I think has been kind of obscured. So we have several salespeople that live and travel in Europe. And the feedback we've gotten from them is that so far, we haven't received a lot of pushback from customers about, you know, the strengthening of the dollar versus the euro, at least not in Europe. And I say at least not in Europe because it is affecting our competitive position, interestingly enough, in other parts of the world.
I guess you're talking about in reverse when European companies are competing against us here or in other countries?
Well, let me first talk about the fact that we're a global company. We export to more than 100 countries across the globe. We are selling mostly, you know, higher quality, higher priced U.S. products. If we're vying for a project, bidding on a project in, say, Peru or in Singapore with an American product, more often than not, our main competitor is a European manufacturer. And right now, you know, there's a much lower cost for the importer in these markets because of the weaker value of the euro. So it is affecting our competitive position in many markets.
Now, currency goes up, currency goes down. It is an especially unpredictable market. You would have thought it would be hard to plan on expecting 1 euro would equal $1, but, you know, companies do hedge.
Yes, that's true. And we are being affected in Europe for sure. And we have a program where we're warehousing several U.S. lines in a warehouse in Western Europe, and we are buying these products and importing them, you know, paying in dollars, but offering them to customers in Europe in euro. And knowing that there was, you know, there was some going to be some movement in the currency, we built in a cushion in the event of a weakening euro, but we didn't build in enough. And so now we're having to adjust our European prices to manage that. And yes, there are ways that you can, you know, hedge currency. And I'm sure some companies are doing that, like buying, you know, currencies forward. You know, we're not playing the game at that level where we need to do that, but we are having to adjust on the fly with like a warehouse program like this. And I think many manufacturers who are selling in Europe now, or if they're selling in the euro, they're going to have to adjust if they're costing their products in U.S. dollars. They have to adjust their pricing or else they're going to take a big margin hit.
So I think just to come back to your broader point, when you're talking to the businesses that you work with, they're going to tell you, yeah, the high dollar, low euro, but ambient inflation and supply chain constraints, those are at the top of their worry list.
I think that's right. And I think for a lot of importers, as I said before, just getting their hands on product right now is a big issue because many products simply aren't, they're still not available. because of disruptions in supply chain. And there are many reasons for that, of course, but the situation's resulted in, for us, kind of a surprising and very encouraging sustained demand from customers we do both business with around the world. And I think other exporters are seeing the same sustained demand. The question is, how long will it last? Because I think everyone we talk to says at some point when inflation settles, and we're still all wondering when that will happen, but at some point when inflation settles, you know, and the shock of, you know, these currency fluctuations sinks in, then I think at that point we will begin to see, you know, the impact of a stronger dollar and a weaker euro. And I might add that it's not only the euro that has weakened against the dollar. The Japanese yen has devalued at about the same rate as the euro over the last year. The Australian dollar has weakened significantly. The British pound has. One of our bigger markets in Latin America is Colombia, and the Colombian peso recently underwent significant devaluation. So we are seeing weakened currencies and weaker buying power in many markets around the world. Again, the impact hasn't been, you know, we haven't seen that pushback yet that you would normally expect in a situation like this, but at some point we expect it to happen.
Mm. Well, you can also look at it this way, Mr. Dorian, on your next business or pleasure trip to, say, Europe, it's going to be pretty sweet, right? Every baguette in Paris or Aperol Spritz in Italy is going to seem really cheap.
Yeah, well, our travel costs are going to go down, that's for sure. And we do travel a lot to visit customers. So I guess there is, a, you know, one silver lining to this picture. So good point there, David. So,
all right. Ed Dorian Jr. is President and CEO at Dorian Drake International, and they do export management based in New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Nice to be with you.